looking at relationships, and one of the things that I am challenging us to do, see if we can predict where relationships will be going, where they will be in the future. And let's say maybe, I know I called out a few numbers before, let's kind of settle on 10 years from now. Where will relationships be? What will be the state of relationships? And particularly when we're talking about the intimate relationship, you know, fiance, husband, wife, that. Because we're not looking at all relationships. You know, right now we're not focusing on, for example, parents and children relationship. We're not focusing on sibling relationships. We're focusing right now on, you know, the relationship with that special someone. Barnes indicating that among all American adults, 57% either currently live with their boyfriend or girlfriend, 57%, and don't think for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, that they're only referring to people who are 60 and under. Don't think that they're only referring to people who are 40 and under. Don't think that they're only referring to people who are 30 and under. When they talk about boyfriends and girlfriends living together, 57% of all American adults either currently live with their boyfriend or girlfriend or have previously done so. And that's a number that's very close to the 65% who believe that living together without being married is a good idea. Older, conservative, and more religious Americans, whether Christian or otherwise, are the least likely to have ever cohabited. Millennials, where do they fall when it comes to cohabitation? Would you say they're the group that cohabits the most? Would you say they're about average? Would you believe millennials are one of the groups least likely to cohabit? Younger, less religious, and more liberal Americans are more likely to have lived with a significant other before marriage. Interestingly, church attenders are among this group, a fact that demonstrates the pervasiveness of the cultural shift. Church attenders. Notice they use the phrase church attenders this time rather than practicing Christians. And so I would encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to just be fair, honest, and consistent and non-judgmental about this. Remember what I said earlier? When I'm talking about this, I'm putting all the phrases that Barna uses in quotes, whether they talk about practicing Christians. Because we know that there are a lot of people who are quote unquote practicing Christians who have sex outside of marriage. I mean, we know this for a fact. We know this. People know that folks who are, as Barna puts it, practicing Christians have sex outside of marriage, whether they're single people having sex with other single people, whether they're single people having sex with married people, whether they're married people having sex with other married people. In other words, people who are married, but not to them. This is just reality. So should we call, you know, when they point out that the people who are more liberal and say that they espouse Christian values but live together, they call them church attenders and not practicing Christians. We know for a fact that all these different labels really do all the same things. So anyway, I just want us to avoid being judgmental here. Online dating, how many of you have ever engaged in that? How many of you have said, you know, I've had a tough time finding someone who just seems to be the right person. I haven't been able to find this person at the bars. I haven't been able to find them at restaurants. I haven't been able to find them at church. I haven't been able to find them at any of these social gatherings that I've attended. Maybe I need to try online dating. Maybe online dating is the way this is going to work for me. And I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I'm just asking, how many of you have said, I've tried everything else I know to try except online dating? Maybe it's time for me to give it a try. How many of you say, no way, not trying online dating? How many of you say, I have tried it? And of those of you who have tried online dating, how many of you say, hey, this really is the way for me to go? It has worked well for me. Well, a majority still don't see online dating as an option. There's been an explosive growth of smartphones and digital technology that has increasingly brought dating into the world of technology. Overall, about 28% of American adults have either tried online dating once or twice, have tried online dating once or twice. Some use it regularly. Some have used online dating, but they won't do it anymore. They say about 72% of American adults haven't tried online dating at all. 52% say they would never try online dating. Now, that said, of those who have never tried it, 16% are still open to it. 7% of the members of Generation X and 6% of millennials are the most regular users of online dating, 7% and 6%. And Generation X are also most likely to have tried it at 37% than any other age group. Interestingly enough, millennials, those who have come of age in a digital generation, are not much more likely to be users than boomers. So that's it. Let me ask you, what percentage of boomers have used online dating? What percentage of millennials? Or actually, when it comes to the likelihood of using it, the likelihood of using online dating, what percentage of boomers are likely to use online dating? What percentage of millennials are likely to use online dating? Would you believe 24% of boomers likely to use online dating compared to 27% of millennials likely to use online dating? Does that surprise you? 27% for millennials, 24% for boomers likely to use online dating.